Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7:02 Los Angeles, California time. I'm so sorry. I'm your host, Sis Lynn Burnett. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. And you know what? I don't know. I had trouble logging on. And let me tell you, I started logging on super early. And it kept coming up with a bunch of ads. And as I clicked on the different ads to get the different advertisements away, it just kept clicking and clicking and clicking. Hope I don't have a virus here. But I don't know. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I hope you're sitting there relaxed this Monday morning or wherever you are in this universe. Could be Monday evening. It could be Tuesday morning. I don't know. But wherever you are, sit back and relax and grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. And what can I say? Here we go. First of all, where have I been in the last 2 weeks? I went on a little vacation. Just a little vacation right around sunny California. But you know what? It wasn't so sunny after all. How come when I decided to take 2 weeks off, the sunshine disappears? But now that I'm back on the show, what can I say? I'm looking outside. It is nice and sunny. I am ready to work. Blah, blah. Magical. Anyway, let's see. Happy belated Easter if you had a birthday. Happy birthday. And here we go. Did you get your movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the box office loop. Right here, number one, Furious 7 made a little bit over $60 million. Not bad at all right there. Number two, Home 2015 made over $19 million there. Number three was The Longest Ride. That one came in. Number four was Get Hard, made over $8 million. Of course, that is starring to a funny man himself, comedian Kevin Hart. You know, he's just all over the place. But number five, Cinderella 2015, because isn't there always a Cinderella or a Cinderella or a Cinderella? Something. But anyway, Cinderella 2015 made over $7 million there. The Divergent series, Insurgent, was number six. Number seven, Woman in Gold. That one made over $5 million. Number eight, It Follows. That one made over $2 million. Number nine, you see, I'm rushing to get to number nine. Now, listen to this. The name of this movie, top ten, number nine, Danny Collins. Made out this weekend approximately a little bit over $1.6 million. However, the stars of this movie are incredible. It stars Al Pacino, haven't seen him in a bit, Jennifer Garner, love her. Remember, she's the beautiful wife of Ben Affleck, and then she also does the Neutrogena commercials, and she's just an incredible actress. Anyway, so Jennifer Garner, Al Pacino, Michael Caine, and Christopher Plummer in these movies. So I thought, wow, this one made so nice. Let's see, what was it? $1.6 million, number nine this week. However, last week, do you know it was number 17? So you talk about moving into the top 10. Anytime you move that fast in 1 week, you have to be incredible and look at the stars. All right, and number 10, While We're Young. Interesting, that one made $1.3 million, and you know what? I only remember when I was young. So just moving on from there. Hope you enjoyed your movies this weekend and got the popcorn on. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Really interesting here. Check out who got married this weekend. Yes, she did. Tina Knowles and Richard Lawson got married. Of course, Tina Knowles and actor Richard Lawson. Tina Knowles, of course, is Beyonce's mother. And I didn't know that. I didn't even know they were dating. Richard Lawson's also an actor, and he also teaches classes out here in Beverly Hills, I believe. I hope I have that right. But cause I think I've seen his emails and advertising. But anyway, I thought, who knew that they we're going to get married. So congratulations on her. And you know what? One thing about Tina Knowles, doesn't she look identical to Beyonce? So anyway, I thought that was kind of neat. If you're a Beyonce fan, well, what can I say? You will like that. And let's see, what else is in the news? All right, Madonna, you know Madonna, never goes out of style, always fabulous. Well, it looks like Madonna is a big Drake fan. And anyway, she was at the music festival, the Coachella Music Festival, this past weekend. And interesting, it looks like Madonna, this is allegedly, all this information is allegedly. So don't get mad if I'm wrong. But gossip says, looks like she gave Drake, rapper Drake, a kiss on stage and everybody went, you know, wild. But anyway, all I can say is Madonna is fabulous. So is Drake. I mean, he's an excellent rapper. He seems like a pretty nice guy. His raps are, I mean, regardless if you like rap or not, he's an excellent, excellent rapper. And, of course, we have Madonna, the queen of constantly reinventing herself, constantly being out there. So what can I say? All right, moving on to another wedding thing here, or I should say wedding congratulations. David Arquette, very nice, got married to Christina McLarty. So congratulations. Well, of course, David Arquette is an actor. He comes from the famous acting Arquette family. You know, of course, there's Patricia Arquette. The list goes on and on. But really, he used to be married to Courteney Cox, who used to be on Friends. So interesting there. So moving on to, let's see, what other type of gossip do we have? Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know. If you watch The Real House, I don't even want to go into it. I was going to say The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but you know what? I don't even want to do that story there. So let's just see. Of course, we have MTV. I don't want to do MTV Awards. What do I want to do? This show. I don't know. Uh-oh. Oh, well, there's a story on Nelly. Don't want to do that. Because it's not. I want the feel-good thing. But anyway, let's see. Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel. This is some really good news. Allegedly, it's a boy. They had a baby boy. Of course, Justin Timberlake is from the group NSYNC. I was getting ready to say Backstreet Boys. Oh, my bad. But he's from the group NSYNC. If you don't know who NSYNC was, well, then you were NSYNC with the universe for the last decade. Anyway, congratulations to Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel on their beautiful baby boy there. So, hey, that is pretty cool there. All right, and let's see, what else are we going to do? I think that is all of our Hollywood gossip, because I'm moving on to some coffee chatter news. Well, coming up, it's going to be made in June. Our first coffee chatter event with Pat Dade will be leading us the way. Pat Dade is an acting actor and a current television writer. And if you want to know more, well, then you'll have to either check out the website or come to the event. And the information will be posted soon about all of our first coffee chatter events, and our official summer season will open in June, and we are very, very, very excited for that. So that's what we have to say. Check us out at www.coffeechatter.net. Remember, the kids are going to school, so all the spring breaks are over. People, stop doing illegal turns on the left side of the street when you know that. Stop! I mean, I almost got run off the road because somebody went around me as I was making a left-hand turn. I swerved, they swerved. Really? Where were you going to get those extra 2 seconds? I came home yesterday, there was a van upside down with a bunch of people in it. Where are you in such a big hurry? Be better time planners, better management planners. All right, what can I say? My positive thought for today is, you know what? If you think the world is not a happy place, better check yourself first. You might be the reason that your world is not so happy. Mm-hmm. In other words, better check yourself and look in the mirror and make sure that you are putting out something positive in this world. All right, everybody, what can I say? Make it a great choice or not, it's always up to you. Have a beautiful day if you choose to have a beautiful day. And be kind to animals. If you, love the world itself, this would be no problem. Much love and much peace. Thanks for having me back, and I miss you all. I will see you next Monday morning. All right, get your day moving, or night, depending on where you are. Okay, bye-bye.